thinking about quitting and giving up, but don't do that. They're the word for you. Now, there are two aspects to faith that you need to understand. Number one, how many of y'all heard the faith? And when you hear the faith, many times people will say things like, I'm of the Catholic faith. I'm of the Presbyterian faith. I'm of the Baptist faith. That's a misnomer in a bastardization of the word faith. You got to say amen. And so because of the misuse and abuse and failure to understand what faith is, then people have taken the faith message as a message apart from the whole context and say all he teaches is faith. But you cannot teach the Bible without teaching faith. Because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So every time the word of God is preached, faith is preached. So when you hear the word the faith, number one, it means all of the scripture teachings in the Bible as a whole. Amen. That's one aspect of the faith. When you say the faith, you're talking about all of the scripture in its totality that represents God's word. That is also called the faith. Amen. You ain't got to say amen. We're teaching here. But the other aspect of faith is a practical one. It has to do with our acting on the teachings. When we act on the teaching, that is also called faith, the practical side of faith. And when we do that, it releases the power of God. And that is the faith that we're focusing on right now. Y'all, you're with me so far. So let nobody, no jackleg tell you that faith is some separate message by itself. Amen. Now, bless his name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Faith on trial. Now, turn over to Ephesians 6 and 12, and we look at verse 12 and another verse we'll look at too as well. Amen. But first, stay there and get your finger on Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. So you'll see this first usage of the word the faith. Amen. Thank you. We're teaching on faith on trial. Amen. And so how many of y'all been under trial before and you failed and you just got discouraged? But what you're going to learn through this series is how to try your trial. You got to say amen. When your trial come to put you on trial, put your trial on trial. Amen. And begin to ask your trial some questions. You got to say amen. And when your trial can't respond correctly, then you can tell your trial what to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory be. So I found you're gonna have trials and tribulations. But how do you respond when they come? Come on, amen. 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 You cannot choke your supervisor. You can't choke your husband and your wife. Well, I'll put it this way, you shouldn't. You can't go out and pop pills every time you get frustrated with somebody and get drunk and have your drink spree. Can I get amen? Because you just compound your problems. Pastor, I was going through, so I just went and got me a nip. You've been wanting that nip anyhow, so quit lying. Where y'all at? Ephesians 4, verse 11. Read the letter. Come on. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So all these things has to do, these ministry gifts has to do with the end of it, is preparing the saints. Amen. All right? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, and lastly, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. All right. So that means when a person, the body of Christ, gets saved, when you come into Christ, that's your starting point. But when you come into Christ, you become a potential threat to the devil and to demons. You ain't, I said a potential threat. So it's going to seem like all hell is going to come against you. You'll feel good the first week you got saved, the first 2 days. Hallelujah, glory, emotionally. But then you come down off that. You got to say, man. And all of a sudden you want to go back and do some things you didn't. Hello. And so it's during those times that you want to be able to survive, amen. Hallelujah. Because it ain't going back. Okay, now read on. You're verse 12 now? Read. Verse 13? Till we all come in the unity of the faith. That is the faith that has to do with all of the teachings of the Word of God. It is called the faith, the whole in total. But notice, now keep your finger there and juxtapose this verse so you see the difference between the faith. Look at, keep your hand right there and look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Oh my God. Holy Ghost, go on teach. Faith on trial. So when folk begin to mock you because you say you're a faith person, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what you're talking about. They're just fools. Ignorant. Ignoramuses. All right, where y'all at? For by grace are you saved through faith. And that, not of yourself, is the gift of God. So here's faith again, but this is the practical faith that you use to get salvation with. Now, Ephesians 4 is dealing with people who are already saved. Ephesians 2 is dealing with folks who need how to get saved. So once you, here's the point. Once we get saved by faith, we still need the faith to grow in the faith. Because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you can never get away from faith. If you do, you're in error. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Okay, you should be in Ephesians 6. I told you, we are in a war. When you got saved, and you, some of your neighbors, some of your friends, some of your relatives, some of your co-workers, when you start talking about Jesus, they started treating you different. You was put on trial, your faith was. What they were saying, I want you back like you used to be. Because you're irritating me. When I quit my sin and the dope and stuff, when I went back to my family and friends, they didn't want me that way. They was putting my faith on trial. And I started crying over the world. I don't know nobody. But I had been different. I was changed but through my faith. Okay, y'all there? Look at 12. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But against what? Principalities. And against powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. So listen, we are in struggle. We're in contention. We're in combat. But watch this here. The the source, the origin, the provenance of